brought to you by Penguin.
Passage of Arms by Eric Ambler. Read by Anthony Howell. Passage. Definition 9. A mutual act or transaction. Something that goes on between two persons mutually. A negotiation. An interchange or exchange of vows, endearments, or the like. An interchange or exchange of blows. Encounter, altercation. A fencing, as in argument. As a passage at or of arms. Webster's New International Dictionary. Chapter 1. 1. All that Mr. Wright, the rubber estate manager, ever knew of the business was that an army patrol had ambushed a band of terrorists within a mile of his bungalow, that 5 months later his Indian clerk, Girija Krishnan, had reported the theft of 3 tarpaulins from the curing sheds, and that 3 years after that, someone had removed the wheels from an old scooter belonging to one of his children. As it never occurred to him to look for a possible connection between the 3 incidents, he remained unaware even of that knowledge. In Malaya at that time, there were more important facts to ponder and attempt to correlate. Stolen tarpaulins and missing scooter wheels were trivial mysteries, and although the ambush itself was not forgotten, it was remembered more for its proximity than its novelty. Mr. and Mrs. Wright had been at breakfast when they heard the sound of firing. It began with a flurry of submachine gun bursts and continued intermittently for about 2 minutes. The truck, which took the tappers off to the work areas, had not yet left the compound, and although there was a lot of shouting and excitement, there was no panic and little confusion. Almost before the firing had ceased, the barbed wire barricades were in position and the inner defense posts manned. During the long silence that followed, Mrs. Wright, a woman of character, calmed the servants and ordered fresh toast and tea so that she and her husband could finish breakfast. At 8:30, the patrol appeared, 15 Malay infantrymen under a British subaltern, and 2 RAF radio operators. They had been in the jungle for several weeks, and their success that morning would probably earn them a rest period. They were smiling and talking as they toiled up the steep track to the compound. Shortly after they arrived, Girija was summoned to the bungalow. As he went up the veranda steps, he could see the officer, a downy, blue-eyed Englishman, with paratroop wings on his jungle-green bush shirt. Mrs. Wright was pouring him a cup of tea. "All Chinese, and on their way to mine the main road by the look of things," he was saying. "We got the lot." "Nice work," said Mr. Wright. "Could have been better, sir," the young officer grinned. "They were all killed outright. You can't ask them questions about their chums when they're dead." Mr. Wright chuckled, and then, seeing his clerk waiting outside, beckoned him in. "Girija, this is Lieutenant Haynes. He's just wiped out a gang of terrorists. I said we'd let him have some men to help bury them. Will you see to it?"
"Certainly, sir."
Girija turned with a slight bow to the officer. Lieutenant Haynes nodded genially.
"I left 2 men there on guard," he said. "They'll give your chaps a hand if you send extra spades. The ground's quite soft, I think. Shouldn't take long. If you'll speak to my sergeant, he'll detail a guide for you."
"Thank you, sir. I will make all necessary arrangements."
The officer's grin faded slightly.
"Seen many dead terrorists around these parts?" he asked.
"No, sir. Have not had that pleasure."
"Well, mind you spread the good news."
"I understand, sir."
2 men from each kampong?"
"That's the idea. And tell them they'll be seeing plenty more before we're done."
Girija smiled politely and withdrew to organize the burial party. He was well aware of the...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?